But
we weren't happy about the count.
I was not happy about the count that goes into the production. So,
dude, as much as I like my apartment, like the longer that I live, like there's not really anything wrong with it, but like, cause like I changed my setup for like classes and stuff so that I actually have light, and fucking the way that it, like the best setup that I have for it is that I pretty much turn my table like the other way, like it's like a 180 degree turn. And then I fucking found one of my floorboards that's like not in all the way. It's literally like maybe like a millimeter like separated from the rest of them. But it's
like sticking out.
Yeah, sticking out. Like it's not enough that it'll ever hurt you. Like you won't get cut. But every time I shift my chair, I always fucking catch it. And it's the most annoying thing in the world. It's like it's not enough. It won't hurt you, but it's just enough to piss you off, you know?
Yeah, it's enough to be an annoyance.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. I'm just like, I'm not even like doing anything crazy. I'm just like in class, and like, you know, because you're on fucking Zoom, you have to like sort of adjust yourself here and there. So like every now and then, like I'll adjust my seating like just like that, and it just and it hits it. I'm like, fuck.
So I mean, big news, right? You got a
huge news.
A new table.
Yeah, it's not even that. It's not that much bigger. It's just a little bit. It's just a little bit longer, and it wasn't even. Yeah, it was just so that I can have a new table in here and put the table that I had already outside in my balcony so that I can work on my balcony because I'd like to. And I fucking finally found those thick bamboo that fence. Oh. Dude,
Mazel tov.
I was look at you. That was good. That was funny as fuck. Okay. Oh, is Barcelo here? Fucking I was with a friend of mine, so he actually showed up this morning early, the same friend I was telling you about, and he came over, he called me at like 6:12 this morning. He was like, all right, hey, I'm outside, because we've been planning on like going hiking forever, but his lazy ass always he's not lazy, but he has a hard time waking up in the morning, so like, he's canceled on me like, you know, once or twice, so today he finally came through, so you know, it's 6:45, we went to Runyon, like walked over there. It's pretty cool. You know, there's still a lot of people out there. It's great.
It's way too early. I can see why.
No, what do you mean?
6:45?
Yeah.
No.
Why? What do you mean? What time do you go?
I'm not doing that.
In the middle of the day like a psycho?
Yeah. Nice 10. 9, 10. That's a nice time.
Man, you go nice and early so that it's like, it's a good way to wake up in the morning. And then like by the time you're done, like exercising, working out, you do that. Because normally, today was kind of different because today I'm using today as my cheat. I use today as my cheat meal, even though I still haven't done it yet. I'm just like, I'm waiting for it. But like I ate a little bit extra than I normally do. And so we finished the hike. We went to House of Pancakes, not Pancakes, House of Pies. Boom.
How's
the pie? As fuck. Oh, so yeah, actually I did because I had pie. So yeah, there was my one cheat meal for the day. Or for the week. So yeah, we just went there, and normally it's like, you know, you go, if you wake up early enough, you kind of like knock it out because you wake up at 5:30 or 6, work out for like hour and a half. And then come back, shower, and fucking ready to start the day at like 7:45.
God, that's too early.
It's really not.
I guess for some people it's not, but that's all right. I mean, you go to bed at what time?
It's always different. I've been trying to go earlier, but like right now I've brought it. It's usually around 12. Right around 1. 12 to 1 is usually when I'm like finally out.
Okay. Well, we're going to revisit this because I actually have something today for sleep, but I did want to start with at least one story. I don't know. I didn't find anything interesting this week that much. But have you heard? You know who Meg Thee Stallion is, right?
Yeah, the rapper. She's the one that did WAP with Cardi B, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the only reason.
So you are familiar. So you're a fan.
Okay. I wouldn't go that far, but okay. I know of her, I guess. Why? What about her?
So.
Is she even hot?
Yesterday. You said what?
Is she even hot? I don't even remember what she looks like. Let me check her out.
Oh, I'm actually gonna send you some pictures here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Some scandalous.
No, not like that. Oh, not crazy. Oh, I thought
something went happened. This bitch fucking. She really what she posted?
No, so she was on the cover of Harper Bazaar fucking magazine. I'm not sure what magazine that
Never
is,
heard of it.
just because I don't get magazines. But she was on the cover, like kind of no big deal because she's like an up and rising star, so and a celebrity. So to me, it was like no big deal. However, I'm saying that I think the magazine is receiving more of the backlash, but her fans are kind of like divided in the in the photos that came out in the magazine. And so that you
I'm
know,
dying for these
so you're not
photos.
just guessing. Oh, actually, I have them queued up. I have it queued
I'm
up for
dying
you.
to see these things. What happened?
So I just sent them to you. So there's nothing crazy about the photos. However,
Okay. Oh, four of them.
it's not your, like, if you look at them, they're not your typical, like, they're nothing interesting. And maybe that's why I wanted you to look at them, because maybe you're like, oh, this is just normal,
Yeah,
whatever.
what's the big deal?
Right? It's just, they're so, I looked at them and I was just like, this is boring, right? For being on, like, in a magazine, you would think it would be just a little bit more, like, if you look at her face expressions, that's what I think I had the
Oh,
biggest
because she's
problem with.
like she
It's like she doesn't
doesn't
want to
give
be
a
there.
fuck.
Yeah, she's just like, I'm here.
I mean,
What do you want me to do?
she's just like looks like she's bored as fuck.
That's exactly, and it's funny because, she, like, I think posted on Instagram, like saying, like had a fun time, and like, the usual
I mean.
to promote this, and it's like, did you have a, and that's why people are like, I think that's why the backlash is more on the, like, the magazine, why people are like trashing kind of the magazine, because they're like, these are the photos you guys chose, like these are the ones that
Yeah, but
made it.
she it was probably it's not even it's really probably down to the photographer because he's the one that's telling her what to do. He's probably be
There
like
you
he's like,
go.
oh,
So that's
you're too excited, bring down the don't smile. I don't know what's fucking well also
that's funny, just too much energy.
what kind of magazine is this though? Like what kind of shit do they have in here usually? Bazaar, the legacy issue? I don't know what that means.
Some high fashion.
Oh, it's
They
fashion?
have, like, obviously high fashion stuff. They have like Louis Vuitton and
This
some
is high
other.
fashion?
Look, we don't
Which
I don't decide what
she is
high
wearing is
fashion is.
supposed to be high fashion, and this isn't even against. This is also against the magazine too, actually, because they're the ones
Right,
that
yeah.
fucking promoting this shit. This is what the
Because
fuck
they have
is.
like stylist and all, like a whole, pretty much a creative
I
team.
could have put this garbage together. I put clothes better together than this shit. This is nothing.
That's a crazy thing. So that's what, when I saw these photos, I was just like, this is it. Like, I'm like, this is like her selfies are
Yeah, but
better.
like why?
People on the on Instagram have way better pictures.
But why are fans so upset? Why? Because it doesn't put her in any negative light. It's just a
No, it
magazine
doesn't.
cover.
So this is why I found it interesting. Not because I don't follow her like that. I don't follow high fashion, because what they think is high fashion, according
I
to
don't
this,
think this is
is
fucking
not
high fashion.
isn't shit that I would wear.
Bazaar. Bazaar is fucking also was it was Bazaar, right?
Yeah.
Bazaar is a fucking store, dude.
Yes.
Not a magazine. Or like
Oh.
not a store. I think what is it? It's like
It's like
a big outdoor
a
grow.
market,
Yeah, it's a
isn't it?
market. Yeah, it's an outdoor market.
Yeah. I
And
just think of Aladdin when I hear bazaar.
I think of an outdoor market. I just didn't know how to say it right now. That didn't come to me. Oh, because I was about to Google Bazaar real quick to see, but then I'm like, oh wait, that's what it actually is gonna be the first thing to come up. So I have to like, hey, look at that. A market in Middle Eastern country. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They're fucking awesome, dude.
That was our. Yeah.
As fuck. Anyway,
But yeah,
yeah.
essentially, she, so I found it interesting just because, like, it's the perception that she, WAP, obviously. So it's like the perception that she is, or her image is one thing. And then you see this, and then it's like almost kind of like, it's very boring. It's very not, it doesn't like connect with what she's put out there. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
but like what do you have to be that all the time, no matter what?
That's the crazy thing. That's why I found it interesting, because I was just like, well, they start one way, right? Like, some artists do that. I mean, Nicki Minaj is kind of the same thing. When she came out, she was like wigs, this, and like really weird outfits. Do you remember that?
There's a reason she wears wigs, but I don't think
Oh, no,
it's
not like that. But like, But I mean, like the like,
she still
like
does it though. I know, like the big crazy ones.
She had like all hairstyles. She still does that shit though. Crazy.
No, doesn't she? I think she's no. She's calmed down. Have you seen like recently, her? I don't know.
Yeah, like in the after she got like, she got popular. She just now like she's it was so like down. Okay, I'm gonna go to normal.
Yeah. Level down. She's like, all right, that's enough crazy. I've got the attention. But look, I'm on the. It's not so bad. I'm on the website right now. Harper's Bazaar. I mean, it's not high fashion. They just called it just whatever. I guess not high fashion, just fashion. Regular fashion. You know?
Just regular.
So fashion. That's okay then. No big deal.
It's at a notch.
She looks right fine. There. She doesn't look boring. There's even a video in here. Like especially the video or the picture all the way on the right. I mean, obviously it's the one where she shows most of her ass or whatever, but I mean that's like a normal, these are all normal pictures. I mean the video she has.
Normal
here,
pictures that I wouldn't see in a magazine though. In my opinion. These are normal pictures, yes, but mostly like
what
I
is she supposed
see
to have like her titties and her ass fucking just bulging out like all over the place? Oh, yeah. I guess yeah.
The model also has like
yeah. If that's kind of how you've created your fan base, then I guess that is what they expect. So what are you gonna do?
Yeah, and that's why I think her fans are kind of like divided in that.
She's
kind of like,
cute. Yeah, she's not bad looking. Sorry.
It's not. Yeah, and that's the worst part. That's a lot of people are like, you know, the photographer didn't do her justice.
Yeah. I bet it was
because even like the lighting is kind of weird.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I don't know about the lighting specifically. I think it's just what he was asking her to do. It's like so boring. He's like, "You are too excited. You are too excited. Be more bored."
What accent is that?
French. It's French. It's always the French.
Okay, so it's
always the French.
Is that okay?
You are too excited. You need to come. Oh, maybe is that French? Maybe not. That sounds more Italian.
No, I was like that.
I don't know. I'm lost. I'm lost.
I find it interesting, obviously, with her doing it, and then you kind of look back at some people that start that way, and then like end up being more conservative or more like themselves as they go.
Yeah, instead of just like putting on less to attract more.
Correct. And it just brought me back to like the oldest fucking saying, which is like, you know, sex sells.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think right. That was ever in question, right?
No, which is, it's crazy that people are like, maybe not shocked, but it's just like that people are like, this is not what we expect. And it's like, well, at first, that's how they're going to get you. I mean, that's how they get you. That's how the kind of works, like even the like videos on social media or pictures on social media, it's like there's a reason why the most popular ones or the ones more like most viewed are gonna be of attractive people wearing less clothes.
Yeah, of course. I don't get,
'cause that's like, what draws.
Oh, you know, because it's kind of annoying now how like they're trying to fucking like really shove it down your throat. And it's just like, no, we want to look at attractive people. It doesn't doesn't make you a shitty person to like admit that you want to look at attractive people. Like, what the hell?
No, there's that's crazy because I was hearing, if you guys haven't noticed, there's a new podcast on RDG.
What's that?
Thinking Out Loud.
Oh.
So go check that out with David and Nick. And Nick actually had said something in there about he likes attractive women.
Yeah, that's,
and he said I know, he was like, I know it kind of makes me sound shallow, which
I don't think so.
That's, and that's the crazy part is that it's really not, like when people that say, oh, I don't care about like the physical, you know, it's what the inside that matters, it's like, but you're attracted to something. Maybe it's not conventionally attractive, but you have to be attractive or attracted to that person that you're going to be with.
No, I mean, for yeah, most people, their initial attraction is physical. To like,
yes,
yeah, you know what I mean. So like,
it's like the first thing you notice. Nobody has their personality.
You don't automatically notice somebody's personality. You say hi, wow, you sound great. Oh hey, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? What the hell? Get the fuck out of here.
I like that you're really grounded. Just by that hello, I can tell that you're down.
I can tell you have a great education. You're very ambitious. You want kids. Let's do this.
when I heard him say that, I was, you know, it was something that I talked to people about before, like had a conversation about that, about like, I don't understand why people just are not honest when it comes, like it makes you seem like a bad person if you say that, like, oh, I care about looks. Because it's not a bad thing. In my opinion, it's not a bad thing.
I think you should try to, you know, keep your looks up as long as you can. I mean, it goes both ways. I mean, you know, the guy shouldn't just let himself go and get fat. You know what I mean? If she's trying to look good for you, you should try to look good for her. It's like, you know, 50-50.
I mean, some people are attracted to that, though.
What? Grossness?
It's a little... Well, because that's gross
little,
to you.
Little... No. Okay, calm, relax before you start making your assumptions. I know how you people are. You guys just love to throw everyone under the bus. It's like a witch hunt these days.
No, you said that's gross. So I assume that it was gross to you. It might not be, but just by that.
Well, how much are we talking here?
Depends on the height.
but, exactly. You know, a lot of variables.
Because somebody might be 160, but if you're like, I don't know, 5'9", 5'10", that's not bad. However, if you're like... I don't know, 5 and under, that's, you're overweight.
Yeah, but there's also different standards, right? Because we're talking, wait, are you talking about men or women right now?
I mean, in that scenario, oh no, yeah, in that scenario, kind of both, no. Women, trying to think of the, what is it called, the BMI.
Yeah, the BMI, table. Yeah, that's. That whole thing. I don't know shit.
But I
about
can't
that
remember.
Stuff,
so. I think like, I know 5'5" in women is like 118. Like that's.
Oh yeah, because you used to do the thing. Oh, you've tested me before too. I think not for the BMI, but the CFT.
No.
I think,
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So you have to get like the height and weight and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I know around there, and it's crazy because I looked at it recently for a friend because she asked me, she's like, oh, do you know what it is? And I was like,
wait,
I couldn't for females. I really I can't not remember a lot of the.
You said 118 for 5'5"?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right. Yes. Yeah, that's normal. I mean, that's the Marine Corps standard too, right? Or is that just regular? Like
that's regular.
Oh, okay.
Because I think the Marine Corps has I may be wrong because I haven't done it in a really long time, but because I was so shocked that like I'm supposed to be, my ideal weight is supposed to be 137.
On what fucking planet? That's
in the BMI table.
It sounds malnourished. What the hell?
Yes, that's what I was like. Then I'm technically overweight. but the Marine Corps wouldn't consider me overweight.
That is wild. 137. You're 5'8", right?
Yeah. No, Jesus, I wish.
Wait, what?
I am below that. I'm 5'6".
Oh, our friendship is over. What? How did I? No, you're not. I'm 5'8".
No, I'm definitely 5'6". They've tried to take away my height before.
So I've always had to fight it. What? How did I not notice this? It's so much worse that I can't see your stupid face right now, too. I can't tell if you're lying to me.
No,
wait,
I.
What?
There's a lot of.
I don't know how I
haven't
noticed that before.
Not a lot of things I would actually lie about.
Well, I think it's safe to say our friendship's over.
From my standpoint, because you don't even notice. That's
No. I'm not.
And we've stood together.
Of course we have. What the hell? But I'm not friends with Smeagles. What the fuck are you talking about? 5'6".
Yeah. Well.
I guess I'm joking.
Technically.
I guess.
I'm
joking.
I don't actually know. Okay.
That's wild. And I was actually the other day. I was going through. I was like syncing my photos from my phone to my computer. So I started going over some stuff. And I mean, I have a few pictures of the last ball, but like none of them are like of all of us. You know what I mean? It's all like just of myself taking the pictures. So it's like all just random shit. So there's none like of me standing next to anybody. So I have like you and fucking, well, you know, just the whole
I think
crew.
I have the one when we did like the going away dinner for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember the place.
Oh, yeah,
that whole Brazilian steakhouse.
Yeah, Charbroil.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that place is pretty shitty.
That one we're standing next to.
It's not
but
shitty.
I'm in the back, so you don't.
It's not shitty. Yeah, I'm gonna look that one up right now because I remember that one. You're not in the back. You're up front with all the rest. All the ones that, well.
Am I up front?
I'm pretty sure. Here, I'll find it right now.
Oh, you don't even know. You don't even know. You're just guessing.
No, I mean. All right, look, I'll find it right now. But no, the...
That's why normally I have to stand towards the front
of
the photos.
Can you guys crouch down a little bit?
when I don't want to be in a photo, I'll go to the back.
I'm not even that tall, but it's just funny. It's like, hey, scoot down. Sorry, hold on.
No, it's fine. I'm used to it.
Oh, look.
By now, it's not a thing.
Oh, son of a bitch, look. Oh, I guess you are, huh? Oh, well, offense intended. I got the one of the trip to Maryland when we rented that house with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
The one, so we're outside of the restaurant and we got the flag. Oh, well.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that one.
I guess it's a bad angle because you look, I mean, you look a little bit shorter, but you don't look as short as you sound. That's like a whole 2 inches shorter.
No,
that's,
I know. I think, well,
oh, the fucking, it's not a lot. What's it called? The other time. Wow, we spent a lot more time in Maryland than I remember. Wow, now that I think about it, a lot. The hike, the Silky's hike.
The hike. Yeah, we did the hike.
But then there was also all the other bullshit times that whatever brought us over there, whether it was work or fucking.
Which I do not enjoy Maryland.
I've not once had a pleasant time in Maryland. Well, no, the hike was good, but like other than that, I
had a horrible time. And I totaled my car. So
that's right.
I got nothing out of that trip.
I totally forgot.
Other than fucking learning what gap insurance is and a new car that I have to pay for. So
where the fuck is that? The Silky's hike, that was before, or that was before the ball, right? Or after? That's got to be after, I think.
Oh, which ball? Well, which ball are you talking about?
My last one was 2017.
Oh, it was before.
17. Or no, 16. Yeah, my last one was 16. Oh, yeah, and I'm in 2017. There you go. Oh, Christmas photos. Oh, dude, yeah. Sorry, totally forgot. Yeah, you're very short. All right, I can just put this away now.
Yes, I was like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Just proving that I am not going to be lying.
I don't know. I guess I never really thought about it. I never really paid attention. Because, like, we're all... Yeah, never mind.
Everyone's taller than me. Like, there's not anybody that's not taller than me that I am friends or acquaintance with.
Interesting.
Everybody's
yeah.
Jesus, I didn't know we were gonna get into that. Like, just shaming me for being.
You should be ashamed. Well, I mean, what the hell's the matter with you? Get to put some padding in your shoes or something.
That's even worse.
What do you mean? How's that worse?
That's absolute worse. And then like
5'8" is average height.
Very particular about that as well. So it's like, I'm not gonna lie to.
God damn it.
A woman and be like, yeah, I'm this tall. I feel betrayed. Know. I don't see it.
I honestly feel betrayed. I never noticed. This is like, I had another time where a friend of mine, and he was really afraid, like he was really nervous for some reason about telling us about this. Like, he came up to us individually and was like, hey man, I got to tell you something. I was like, what? I thought he was going to tell me something really tragic or something. And he was just like, and we were way younger too. I don't remember exactly how old we were, but he kind of like admitted that he was 2 years younger than like the rest of us. And then he was like, he was nervous about it. And then after he said it, I was just like, yeah, okay, so. And he's like, oh, I thought, I don't know. I guess I didn't know what I thought or like some shit like that. But he felt like scared to like tell me that he was like 2 years younger. Like if I'd be like, oh,
is that how he started with you guys, though, is that he told you he was a certain age and then later on he told you?
Yeah. Well, I don't think, because he came in and they put him in our same grade level. So you just assume that like, oh, you know, we're a year or two, you know, not a year or two, like one year, like basically difference, you know? And then, yeah, you know, so he came into my class. We started hanging out, this and that. We started hanging out outside of school. And then a couple years later, we're all, like, hanging out as a group. And then he kind of, like, when I was, I don't know, he kind of came up to me and was just, like, because he told everybody, obviously, but I guess he told us one by one or something shit. And when he said it, it was just so weird. I was just like, yeah, who gives a shit? So what? You're fucking 2 years younger. Like, what difference does that make? And then, I don't know, it was just funny, I thought. And now, but now I learn about this. This is totally different, you know? You're five. This,
yeah, I see where your.
You can.
I guess where your priorities lie.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because you're only admitting this now because I was gonna go in the pictures.
There's nothing to admit. It's like you can hide your age by lying.
Right. No, but I'm saying
I can't hide my height.
So you should be publicly, you know, shaming yourself. That's how you make it okay.
I do that every day when I walk out of my apartment.
But you never mentioned it. Like,
because my height follows.
Yeah, but I would say it leads you more than it follows you. yeah, but like you I don't know. I'm just pulling shit out of my ass now. I don't know. Well, that's funny. I never noticed.
Earlier you were talking about, first of all, you sleep a very little amount.
Yeah, I barely sleep at all.
Yeah, recently I learned about, I think I told you, I think we talked about a little bit about it. This thing called, what is it called? It's revenge sleep
Oh my God.
procrastination.
No, I don't think you ever told me about that. But shit, if you can help me sleep, that'd be wonderful.
Well, it depends if you have this and not insomnia.
Oh, well, yeah, that we talked about. But I don't think we talked about it on, oh, like on this shit. I think we were just talking, just you and me, right?
Yeah, this one I saw, I think, out of like a video or something. And they were talking about, so apparently it occurs whenever you try to wring the last bit of life out of the day.
Oh, that's
So,
nonsense. I'm.
yeah, so what it means is like, oh, because you're so focused or you want to get a lot of stuff done, or you feel like you still have a lot to do in the day, you'll procrastinate going to sleep. So that you can get it done, but then like in your case, if you would have work to do, you would try to do it as much as you can. Let's say it goes to midnight or one, and then you're like, but I have to wake up early tomorrow. So then you end up getting early, and then you keep doing that. Like people that are overworked do that, and they say that. So this has been around for like ever, because sleep's been around forever, but
Oh.
it's like something that's come out now more just because people are like working from home. So it's kind of like, oh, which is kind of weird to me in the sense of like you're working from home, so you would feel like you have more time to do more things.
I don't see it that way though.
That's and that's the same way I don't see it either. I see that actually because of this, I actually feel every day that I have less time. And I'm
Yeah.
trying to get a lot more stuff done.
Absolutely. And like
But yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I don't know. And like it just feels like my mind has already been conditioned for so long to like that home is where it's, you relax. This isn't like a workspace. You're
Oh.
supposed to come home and fucking chill. But like because
Yeah.
of like all this shit going
I'm
on.
sorry, I thought you were gonna say home is where the heart is. And I was like, that's not
Well, that's why I didn't say it.
the right time.
And wow, what a piece of shit you are. And no, I'm kidding.
That's a good thing for people to say.
It's cliche. But like God, you gotta figure out your camera thing. Anyway, I'm joking. Anyway, no, but my mind, I'm sure a lot of people, your mind has been fucking conditioned for so long to like, come home and relax that sometimes it's kind of it maybe takes more of an adjustment than people might realize to get used to working at home all the time. And for me, that was quite an adjustment because I mean, I fucking absolutely hate it, but kind of what are you gonna do? So that didn't really help. I mean, I had the sleep problem for a long ass time, but now that I can do everything from here, it doesn't really hurt or benefit the sleep at all because I have tried, before I was out here, I mean, I've tried all different types of like I tried to like go to sleep earlier and like turn out all the lights and just turn out or try to go to sleep with like nothing because they were saying there was also that thing going around. That's why there's so many nighttime modes, or sleep modes.
Oh yeah.
So like to do dim the lights and all that shit. I tried all that stuff. I mean, I haven't found
For
anything
people
that
not
worked.
to be like on their
Yeah,
phones
yeah. But
before
either
you go
way,
to
like
sleep.
I was never one of those people that's like always on their phone and shit. So for me, it could have been the TV brightness, but I turned that all the way down, and then even got to a point where I just tried to for a while just turn the TV off, like as I started feeling more tired, just shut it off and try to go
Yeah.
sleep that way, but nothing. Then I just fucking lay there like a schmuck. But I mean, what do you have, a magic pill or something?
No, I mean, I've tried recently. I think I told you I've tried melatonin
Yeah, I tried that.
to try to go to sleep, and it worked kind of the first day. But I was just like, yeah, I don't know if it actually works. And then after that, literally, I drank it one time, and I was just up for hours. I was like, because it's like tells you like, oh, drink it like half an hour before you're planning to actually go to sleep. And it's like it'll promote like drowsiness because it'll just promote melatonin, which is already produced. But I'm just like, I was just literally laying there, just like, wait, you know, whenever you're ready.
Yeah, like you're waiting for it to kick in, and then it's like watching water boil. It's like, or a watch pot never boils, and it's you're fucking sitting there, and it's not happening. Because, yeah, I have a funny story about melatonin because, fucking. I don't know. You might get a kick out of it. I think you should know. Well, I think I'm sure I told you about this. So, I've shared my sleeping issue with a lot of my friends, and Romero, you know Marcus. Oh, that's mm-hmm. That's funny how that worked there.
Yeah, you know Marcus.
Not clever on his end, the way that I said it, the way that I put it together. So fuck you, Romero. what's it called? So he told me about melatonin, right? Because I didn't really like know all about that kind of shit. So
yeah,
it was like a couple of years ago. He was like, "Oh, you know, me and Stephanie have been taking melatonin, and it helps." And I was like, "All right, I'll go pick it up." So he's like, "Yeah, you can go get it at Walmart." So I was like, "Okay, cool." So I ran to Walmart. I looked for exactly what he was telling me about. I wanted the exact same brand and bottle and all that shit. So I found it. Go back to my apartment that night. I took one and, you know, nothing. Next day, I took two and nothing. And then I called him and I was like, "Hey, what's the most you've ever fucking taken that's never worked for you?" And he was like, "Two." And I was just like, "All right." It might not have been that excited, but it was more like of a, it felt more cautionary because he was just like, "Oh, two? Like, no more than that." And I was like, "Oh,
yeah.
What happens if you take more than two?" And he was like, "I don't know. I've never taken more than two." I was like, "All right, I'm going to take three tonight and we're going to see how it goes." He's like, okay. And then so I took three, still nothing. Woke up the next, or you know, called him the next day, and I was like, you know, yeah, I still didn't get shit. And he's like, "Damn, all right, I don't know what to tell you then. I don't know how to help you." And I was just like, "Well, I'm gonna try a few more. I'm not gonna say how many." And then
I literally just reached over for
I heard a pill. I was like, it doesn't say it on there.
No, it doesn't. Exactly. It was just like, take one and that's it. And that's why I've never even wanted to take more, because I'm like, I don't want to take like two, three and then end up like not being able to wake up.
That's it. So let me finish my story. Okay. So I told Romero, I was just like, okay. And Lopez was in on it too. Like it was like a three-way conversation we were having. And so Lopez made his way into it too. I think somehow, maybe not. All right. Forget Lopez. Whatever. So I told Romero, I'm like, "All right, how many can you take?" And he was like, "I don't know." So I was like, "All right, I'm gonna take like a bunch of them." Is that coming through? I think my yeah. neighbor's losing his mind over there. Good for him. So I was like, "All right, I'm gonna take a bunch, and if I don't call you tomorrow, just know that it's your fault." And so he was like, "What are you talking about?" I'm like, the reason I'm taking melatonin is because of you. So if I take a bunch of these and I don't wake up tomorrow, just know that it's your fault." And he's just like, "Well, you can't put this shit on me." And I think I hung up. And so I didn't fucking do it. I didn't take any more. I was just like, this shit doesn't work. So I just didn't fucking talk to him for like a couple of days. I think it went on for like like a week or so. And they actually started getting like really nervous about it, because I turned off my, I went all the way with it. Like I blocked their numbers. I turned off on PlayStation offline. So I wasn't showing up that I was online. So I turned that off. I blocked their numbers. I didn't text them. None of that shit. I didn't go on social media. And then like a week later, I finally called them, and cause they called me a couple of times. And so finally I called them back, and he just answered the phone. He's just like, "I fucking knew it. You're a piece of shit." He's like all upset about it because he actually thought, like, he was like on the fence on whether it actually happened or not. I don't know. I guess judging by your reaction, it wasn't a very good story. I thought it was funny. I can't see anything because your camera's not working. So yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on.
I just don't. I was shaking my hand the entire time because I'm just like, that's just a dick.
That shit was funny as fuck. Because I got him and Lopez. They were both like kind of nervous about it. It's like, oh shit, is he?
They should know better though.
No,
I wouldn't even stress.
I wouldn't. No. You don't know how how far we can take this shit.
Well, I don't have any advice in how to get your sleeping schedule back.
Well, that was a I've very
actually been trying.
Very
to.
Misleading. Oh, well, that's nice of you. That's kind of you. That's not. Yeah.
So yesterday, the day before. I didn't get up to like 1 in the afternoon.
Wow, talk about a wasted day.
That's why I feel like I've wasted, like I don't have enough time, because I go to sleep. That day I went to sleep at 6 a.m. because I had to do something, and it took me longer than what I expected. So I finished around 6 a.m. and then I was like, I got to get at least some sleep. So I put my alarm for like 10.
Yeah.
So I can get at least like 4 hours. Slept through. I think I had two alarms. I slept through them. I literally woke up at 1 and I was like, I could see the light come through my shades. Mm. And I was just like, what day is it? I was like, what happened?
Such a wasted day.
And I was just like, all right, well, fuck it. Like, I'll try to go to sleep early today.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
The other day, right? And yeah, I sat there, like I laid there, and then it came, like it was getting close to like 5 a.m. And I was like, you know what? I was like, well, because with this, I think one of the things you can do is like try to just, well, for me, right? It's, I just think a lot and I think of a lot of stuff, but I either don't write them down, like either their ideas or stuff that I want to do, but I don't, you know, don't write them down, or like I wait too long to do them. And one of the things that I was thinking yesterday while I was just laying there, I was like, I want to reorganize the outlay of my apartment. Oh, I was like, there's a certain setup that I want. And I was just like, fuck it. I'm not going to sleep today. I'm just doing that. So I ended up actually moving everything, like taking down stuff, putting best stuff back up. So I finished like around 11 or 12. And I was just like, well, I'm not going to sleep. So I actually didn't go to sleep until after I was done streaming, which is at the RDG games.
Jesus, Twitch, this whole episode is just going to be about plugs of our own shit.
Little plug there.
Just go on the channel. Just go on the channel, for Christ's sake. Oh, yeah. Keep plugging. Keep plugging away.
So.
Jesus. You were reorganizing until fucking 11 o'clock in the afternoon?
In the morning.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Fuck you. Technically something. You want to be a fucking wise guy.
Yeah, because I had to move. Well, I had to move everything. I moved my bed. I moved my TV, my shelves. Everything behind me is not like I. You can't see it.
I can't see it at all.
Like my layout in the back is different now.
Is that?
And I had to take down like a love seat that I had, that I was just like, I hate this thing, and I've hated it for so long. And I finally, because I wanted a new couch.
What's a love seat? That's a couch, right?
Yeah,
it is. Yeah.
Two?
Yeah, right? Like a two-seater. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Shit, I could use one.
And I don't have anybody, like, I don't have any love interests, so I was like, why am I keeping this?
You'll find someone one day.
Okay. So I threw that away, but I had to haul it down the fucking, I remember that's one of the reasons I got movers when I moved in here, because I was like, I don't want to be moving like this couch or anything like that. And so I had to take that downstairs.
I heard that, by the way. Rude.
But yeah, that's what I spent. And then I was just like, I really wanted to go to sleep throughout the afternoon.
Yeah,
like,
see, that's my thing.
But I knew that I couldn't.
Yeah, like, because I couldn't redecorate or organize or whatever, because when I'm trying to sleep and I'm laying there, it's like, it gets to a point where, like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to sleep. You know what I mean? So, like, I kind of, like, sit there and I try to force myself to, like, just lay fucking down, you piece of shit. And just, like, close your eyes and just try to fucking sleep. And it just doesn't work. But, like, because I've tried to, like, you know, get up and, you know, turn something on the TV or whatever. But it's, like, nothing ever feels right. Because it's, like, oh, my God, all of a sudden it's 3:28 in the morning. And, like, you're just sitting around doing nothing. Whether it's trying to watch TV or like plug away at some shit, one way or another, nothing seems to fucking work, you know? It's really annoying.
Yeah, that's why my plan was just literally tire myself out yesterday, like not go to sleep, so that when midnight came around, I was like, oh, I'm going to sleep now so that I can wake up tomorrow at 8, and then I can like literally just reset my clock and just be like, okay, from now on, that's the time that I need to go. And I even took, I was tired, and it's not like, I'm the same way. It's not like I'm not tired. I'm exhausted. I'm like, I want to go to sleep. It's just my body just like, no, we're okay. We'll just stay up. So I even took melatonin just to make sure that I was like, you're going to sleep. Like, I'm tired. I need to go to sleep.
I mean, I've tried drinking the, what's that called? The NyQuil, the liquid.
The one that makes you like drowsy?
Yeah, that shit. I don't think it worked very well because when Lopez was, when he and I were still roommates, I did it with him. Not like he didn't do it, he watched me do it. So this way, if I drank too much, he could, you know, call 911. But it never got to that point. That wasn't really a reason, but it's just funny. The most I ever took was like out of the bottle. It was just like, because I've been trying everything. So like, I was just like, fuck it, I'm just going to go to the thing and I'm going to pick up a new bottle and I'm going to drink as much of it as I can. Not like to kill myself, but like enough to where it's like more than usual. You know what I mean? Because the most I've ever taken is like 1.5 or maybe 2. Because that shit tastes fucking disgusting. That is absolute worst flavor of life. Like, I'm traumatized from childhood of my parents like forcing me to drink cough syrup, you know, when I was sick.
Yeah.
That cherry flavor ruined everything. Everything.
Is that the one that...
God knows. I don't know. I don't even fucking remember. It was so long ago.
It's so bad. It is really...
I hate it. But, like, that's how bad the sleep is. Like, the sleeplessness is. It's just like, I was able to get past that because what's worse than the cherry-flavored cough syrup is NyQuil-flavored cough syrup because they don't even have flavors. It's just green.
No, it's just green or...
Yeah. But, no, that's how... That's how bad the sleeplessness was. It was like I got past that and I was able to endure that flavor of NyQuil enough to be able to get 3 solid chugs out of it. Like which was like at least not chug, but like a good 3 heavy swigs, and like it was like a good half of the bottle. And I can't really remember. I mean, maybe that's a sign of maybe I did sleep, but I can't really remember if I slept well, but I at least know that I definitely didn't, like, I definitely don't want to do that for the rest of my life anyway, but I knew
that'd be horrible. Then.
I think it must have been at the time that, I think it must not have worked because I would have at least done it, you know, a few more times to, like, be like, all right, well, at least this is one way to do it. Should I get that desperate again? But no, I'd rather not fucking drink NyQuil every fucking night because that's a nightmare. That's just another path to suicide.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot. I was looking at the, like, possible solutions. Mm-hmm. But I was like, well, none of these would work. Because first one, it says say bye to binge watching. But I'm not watching anything like that right now.
Nah, and, like, also, like, with shit like that, I want to pay attention. You know what I mean? I don't want to, like, if something is good enough to binge watch, unless it's, like, a half-assed sitcom, then, like, if I'm binge watching something, it's because I'm like, I'm engaged and I want to pay attention. I want to know what's going on. I want to know what happens, you know? Yeah, that won't work.
Yeah.
What else? Wow, what else has he got?
Leave work at the office at a reasonable time.
Yeah, that's totally up to, you know, the individual.
Also on time, but leave work at the office. So that's the thing I didn't think about when you said that. When you said, you know, now that most people are working at home, it's like that is your
office,
office. And
I don't even want to say most people because I mean, well, maybe.
I mean, even in states like this is a state that's,
you know, yeah, a lot of people are still working from home.
People are still working from home.
I feel like it's a lot of still. Oh, well, because I think it's a lot of people are doing hybrid now. Like some still going to work and like, or like half the week at work and half the week or like alternating, you know, in person or online. Which, I mean, if you asked me, I would, when it comes to work, I'd rather, I guess, never mind. Depends on the project. I guess depending on what the work is, you know, because if you have an office job, obviously you can do it at home, but do you really want to be at home all day, every day? Right? I mean, I don't know. I personally don't.
No, not really, but.
Yeah, because if I had an office job and they were like, well, because of this, we realized that we don't actually really need, you know, you guys to come in. And I'd be like, no. I need to get out of my house. Otherwise, what the fuck?
Oh, thankfully, that's, at least where I work, that's never going to be
an issue.
A case. That really suck.
I mean, why would you want to spend absolutely all your time inside of your house? I mean, fuck, that's boring as shit. How are you going to meet people? On top of that,
that's the other thing too, and that I think that's what tired me out the most, and that's why I've always had the same. I've always had
hang on, your audio issues sleeping. Audio issue right there. There's a little cut up. Issues. All right, go ahead.
I've always had issues sleeping. Like this is not new to me, Just never this bad. Like, it's never like been this bad where it's like I can't like get at least some amount of sleep.
Yeah, it and sucks at moose least cock.
A little bit, like, yeah. So the number three is shut down.
Tried it.
Should be shut down social media, but it says shut down the social media. There's only one. So that's the whole, like, don't be on your phone right before you go to sleep, because which I'm like, okay, that's fine. Oh, and this one, I know this one probably is out the window for you as well. This is the last one. Try some yoga.
Before bed?
They just say try some yoga.
I do yoga-ish.
Well, then I do some. You're on the right path.
No, obviously not. It's not fucking helping. I don't know.
You just need to do more of it, apparently.
I mean, I don't... It's not my favorite thing to do, but it's okay.
Yeah, I just
I do want to try hot yoga, but, like, right now... Oh, well, things are opening back up. I need somebody to go with. I don't feel like hot yoga is a thing to do for the first time by yourself. So I got to find somebody to try it out with. Get a friend.
Hot yoga. What is it? Just in a hot room, isn't it? Just in a hot room,
yeah. But it's you sweat a lot, so I mean, you're supposed to come out and doing feel like in a awesome,
a new person. I used to do that.
I'd love to do that.
Oh, not hot yoga, but I used to go in the sauna after a workout so that.
Oh God, I love get a good sweat. I love a good sauna. Nice hot box. You just go in there and just that's fucking out. Sweat
that's
it out
the so. Window now. So.
Yeah, for now, unless you got one in like your building or some shit, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, if all that stuff doesn't work, then keep doing what you're doing. I don't know.
Nothing's fucking working, man. If the fucking gyms were open, I'd just go out and work myself to absolute exhaustion, and then just because it's down the fucking street, LA Fitness is right there, which was like really convenient. But like,
yeah, because they have gyms open.
Yeah, they're in California. Yeah, but they're out. Whatever outdoor gyms means, which means it's like probably all CrossFit shit.
I mean, there's the one that I don't know if you remember, but I think, or I don't know if I was with you when we passed one. Actually, that's close to your place. That's like, it was outdoor, but they had weights.
Yeah, like I would be super down, but I don't remember what it was, and it looked like it was CrossFit.
I know it was on La Brea. I just don't know where.
Yeah, I think exactly it was La Brea, right? Yeah. I'm gonna look that up. I'm not gonna look up right now, but I'm gonna put it in the notes here to make sure that I can fucking find it, because it'd be great. Because what I used to do when I was younger, because we had a... Damn, it's kind of hard to explain, but basically, so where I lived, there was... well, when I was like, you know, in high school and shit, I used to basically just run to the gym and run back home, which was terrific exercise. And also, it was like just really convenient. So, I mean, I'd be down to do that shit here too, but it would just help if, you know, gyms were fucking open. Or the right ones, at least.
The right ones.
Yeah. Oh, dude, it was great. You feel like a million. I mean, no, I was absolutely fucking exhausted after that. I mean, I was jacked to the gills, too. I mean, it was like I was working out twice a day for no real reason other than, you know, it's just good for you. But.
Yeah.
That was pretty great. I'd love to do that again. All the cardio and all the fucking free weights. You know what I'm saying?
Well, cardio you can still do.
I'll tell you what's rough is lifting heavy and then running. Oh, my God. Arms feel like fucking just cannons. Like, you just can't. I couldn't even lift them. You'd be like running and just fucking. I was just like, run. Just can't pick them up on the sides. You just fucking. Ah, God damn it. I don't know. I guess you have to be there.
Yep. Geography joke.
Geography joke.
Yeah, but if anybody has some. Made it this far and you want to help Grinch out. Leave a comment of what he can do, or maybe some other than melatonin, something else he can take, and other than
don't tell me melatonin. NyQuil. I'll eat the whole fucking thing.
maybe there's something out there that they've developed that we're not.
Yeah, but I'm not.
We don't know.
I'm not taking more than one or two of whatever it is, because I'm
whatever it is.
I'm
yeah,
not fucking
be excessive.
Not trying to fucking kill myself over this shit.
So buy this and just take about a quarter of the bottle.
Do like two, be like, because you know what? I got Alpha Brain, right? And I've been using it for a while. And it definitely works. But I have thought of like, because you can only take two a day. And I was just like, man, if 2-a-day works, I'm like, I wonder what would happen if I took 3 or 4. It'd be interesting. But I've never done it. I'm never going to do it either because, I mean, for 1, 2 is enough because the fucking taste, obviously you're not supposed to eat them, but like when you put it in your stupid mouth, you're going to taste, you know, the thing anyway. It's so fucking disgusting. It's unbelievable. But like when you, it's kind of a way to do it to like where you don't fucking taste it at all. So I've unlocked that at least, but like trying to do more than 2 would be fucking rough.
What is this?
Alpha Brain?
I didn't. What is that?
Oh yeah, you don't like that. Well, it's like a supplement for.
I was trying to figure out why you were talking about. I know it was context clues. So.
Oh, sorry. I don't know. I assumed you knew what it was. Sorry. Well, it's just a supplement for like it helps promote memory and focus. It works. Oh. Works pretty well. Like initially I didn't really. I guess maybe I didn't notice. Or I think I did, but like. You can kind of feel it working after you take it, like after a few minutes or whatever, you can sort of feel it kind of like kicking in and you just kind of like have this, you know, feeling again. And, you know, I don't know, I like it. And I do think it definitely helps. I have found that my memory and focus is a little bit better as of lately. So, yeah. So
I never heard of it.
That works, but yeah, nothing for sleep, so.
Nothing for sleep, so. People, let them know.
That'd be nice. That's very kind of you. I was not expecting that. It's nice.
Yeah. Because, maybe something pop up for... I mean, right now, I should be good. Hopefully, I reset my clock. But if it doesn't... I mean, I did that when I was in California, and I was working fine. I was waking up at 6 and being able to go to sleep at 10. But... that
sounds awesome.
I fell back into my old patterns when I got back here. All right. Well, before we go, got to let people... Again, all these plugs... I gotta plug in, but you know, we got, obviously we're coming out every Monday out here, Thinking Out Loud every Wednesday with David and Nick. Then we got streaming on Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday, which for right now is just me. I actually had a good game yesterday on Call of Duty.
You suck at Call of Duty.
Yeah, but I'm with you guys, actually. And actually, Lopez, shout out to him. And I even said shout out to him in the Twitch because was another reason why I had to change my layout, was because where my TV was, it was at the opposite end of where my modem and router were. And he said, like, why don't you just plug your, like, an Ethernet cable to the router, to the Xbox? And I was like... Well, one, I don't fucking know because I'm an idiot. I didn't think about that.
Oh,
and then two, I was like, it is far away. So I was like, I have to get a bigger cable. He's like, he was telling me about, like, don't get one that's 100 because I got one that was 100 and that's way too. And I was like, 100?
100 feet? Yeah, well, like, yeah. Well, it's Lopez, for Christ's sake. Yeah.
No. But yeah, I finally, so when I did the switch, I was like, okay, well, I'm definitely going to put all my system like next to the router. And now I did. And so yesterday I was actually able to play without a lag.
You see the same,
which helps tremendously.
The same way that you didn't think of, that's always my first thought whenever I move anywhere. I'm like, can I just plug an Ethernet cable? Cause obviously that gives you the best online experience. But like the way that you didn't think of, plugging in, like using Ethernet cable, that's kind of the same way I didn't think about, you're only 5'6". I didn't ever really put it together. But now next time we hang out, it's going to be like, now I can't unsee it. You know what I mean?
Okay, well, that's going to do it for us. Thank you guys for joining us. We'll see you guys next week.
All right, see you guys.
Well, that's been another episode of the RDG Show. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a like, and a comment below. Also, hit the notification button so you don't miss out on any of our latest content. You can follow us on Twitter and all audio platforms where podcasts are available. As always, thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time.